Now look at the section one, the Passion Translation. Scripture 3. My old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah. You know, if you're co-chairman of an event, we have equal authority. I'm doing some things, you're doing some things, and working together. Co-crucified means you were there. No longer lives, for the nails of the cross crucified me with him. Do you get that? Do you see that? The nails of the cross crucified me with him. Now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. And that union began on the cross. It's when he went and God said, there's Becky and Mary and Joe and John crucified with. Now at Romans 6, it opens up. There is a progression in Scripture, and it's in several different places, which is why I outlined it for you. It talks about us being crucified with him. It talks about us dying with him. It talks about us being buried with him. It talks about us being made alive with him. It talks about us being raised from him and being seated with him. There are six with hims that are very important, that are in your account, that are in your record. In verse 3, chapter 6, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Baptism is a type of the death of Christ. It's when God saw that you confessed Jesus as Lord and that you were now baptized or dead or immersed with him. It makes that a little clearer in verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him. Buried what?
With him.
Buried what?
With him.
See, we were crucified with him, we died with him, and then we were buried with him. Said, were you in the tomb? Yes, I was. Now, the people are going to think you're crazy, but we got strong scriptural precedent here. Verse 5, we have been planted together. Jesus and I, Jesus and you, planted together. Now, Wade's dad was a farmer, and when they plant corn, they usually put two kernels in each hole. They plant that two plants together. If one doesn't survive, the other one does. It's a agricultural method used in some places. And Wayne's dad made his living with farming since World War II. And he always put two kernels in each hole. And that's what this means. Planted together. Christ and I. Planted together. Now, I wasn't really there. I wasn't really born. But God seeing me put that in my record. Long before I existed, my redemption had been secured. Because on the cross, through the death, through the resurrection, it was in my account as if I had been there. Do you see that? Yes. Scripture is very strong on this point. Planted together in the likeness of his death, we've also been in the likeness of his resurrection. In the likeness of, it's as if you were there, like you were there. Now look at Colossians. This is in Romans, Ephesians, Colossians, and Galatians. It's a strong scriptural precedent that you were there, that it was for you, that it went in your account. God said you were crucified with him, you died with him, you were planted with him in death. And here in Colossians, verse 12, buried with him. Baptism is a type of burial, and it says you were what? Buried with him. Wherein also you are what? Risen with him. Through faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Now there are two things. One is your position. When he said you were crucified with him, buried with him, died with him, raised with him, that's your position. That's positional. Over here we have your experience. I never know if I spell things right or not because I don't have to spell. One little boy, they had him studying some book for school, and he said, I don't know why I have to study this when I could just Google it. This is the generation we've raised. Here's a connector between position and experience. It's your faith. This verse is faith in the operation of God. This is what's been provided for me. This is what's available to me. My position, my deliverance because of the crucifixion, because of the death and the resurrection. This is available to me. It was done for me